This week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. After winning their fourth straight, the Jags look to keep building momentum on Thanksgiving weekend. We get in the film room with head coach Doug Marrone for a closer look at the Arizona Cardinals. Plus, Jalen Ramsey provides holiday meals to area families in need. All that and more next on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
This is EverBank Jaguars Weekend. EverBank, it's your money. Make the most of it.
Right now, we're at top of the AFC South. All right, congratulations. Oh, all right. Now, the bad part is, okay, it's not the end of the season yet. We've got a long way to go.
Doug Marrone's message in a nice, warm locker room after the win in Cleveland. It's good to be at the top. But still work to be done for the Jaguars. And welcome into EverBank Jaguars Weekend. J.P. Shadrick with you. After that gritty win on the road in Cleveland last week, the Jags hit Thanksgiving weekend in first place in the division. Now the trick is to keep it going into December and beyond. Let's take a closer look at the first place Jaguars this week. After winning their fourth straight, the Jags are at the top of the division over Thanksgiving for the first time since the 1990s.
November and December is where the game started really getting tough and really matters. So great attention to detail and next game up mentality, you know.
Next up, the familiar face at quarterback for the Cardinals, Blaine Gabbert.
It's obvious to see why he's had other opportunities because he has a great skill set as a quarterback. He throws the ball downfield really well, and it's going to be a great challenge for us. So it's good to see him that he has an opportunity and he's playing well.
It's a personal game for former Cardinal Calais Campbell, heading back to the desert for the first time since free agency.
Well, it's going to be fun, you know, being in a stadium, just, you know, the environment again. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm trying to make it just another game.
The Jags can feel it. But there was also that feeling in the summertime, too.
From the time this team was put together in OTAs and in the camp, Doug said it the whole time, you know, it had a chance to be special. You know, there's a bunch of good football players on this team, a bunch of guys that care about one another and want to go play each and every Sunday for each other.
We welcome in Brian Sexton and John Osier. And guess what, guys? They knew it all along that they were good from training camp all the way through right now.
Yeah, I guess they did. I didn't. But you could tell early on this team had confidence, and it set the tone from the get-go of the Houston Texans game. What I'm surprised with Brian is that they've been able to sustain it and in the last four games get better and better defensively. I guess it's not a surprise because they've been healthy, and I think that's been the key.
Well, when you do have not only your top 11 but your top three reserves and they're all playing, I mean, look around the league at how many big injuries we've seen this year. My question back during training camp was how long would it take A.J., Boye, and Calais, and all these new parts, Barry Church, to get on the same page. I mean, I think we all thought they would eventually be good.
A secondary that never played together.
Absolutely,
preseason.
Not at all. Right. So I think we all thought eventually they'd be good, but would they get there as quickly as they did? And as your point, they've been able to sustain it week in and week out. I am continually amazed at the energy with which they play and the expectation that they hold each other to be on the sideline and to listen to them talk to one another. Boy, you don't want to let the guy next to you down. And that's a key factor for the success that they've had this year.
The defense is the big part of this thing, and they're not just good. They're the best in the league right now, best in yardage, best in points allowed, best against the pass. They're getting better in the run game. They're getting better as it goes along.
Well, and the run game in particular, the last three games, you've probably seen the number. Marcell Dareus has helped them to 55.3 per game. Over the last four games, this four-game winning streak, they're giving up 80 yards fewer a game from the day that they let the Rams have to right now. I mean, they were going to focus on it. They were going to work to get better at it. Dareus obviously has been that big key because I don't know whether you saw it, but every game he's taking the center, dumping him, and making two or three stops right in the middle of the line.
It's so rare to have a mid-season. This isn't baseball. You usually don't have mid-season pitcher come in and go 10-0 at the end of the season and help you like that. Dareus is doing that. What's impressed me with the defense, beyond the stats, it's been their ability the last 2 weeks to make key game-changing game clinching plays that you normally think of as the offense doing at the end of the game. Sack fumble for a touchdown last week, A.J. Boye going the other way against Los Angeles. To me, that's what makes this defense different right now.
And they do it when you don't think they can do it again, right? So last week, Kaiser whistled down, overturned. It is a fumble, but they stop Fowler. Next play, Yannick goes around the corner. Phew.
Yeah, that's next level next, stuff. You don't see that.
There's more ahead on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Jeff Lagerman sits down with head coach Doug Marrone for a look at the Arizona Cardinals defense.
thing you can't ignore when you're walking around Jacksonville. People are genuinely nice.
Plus, defensive tackle Malik Jackson mixes it up with Marcel Darius in Jackson 5. And we'll see what's cooking this week on Game Day Grub. But first, Know Your Jaguars, presented by Fields Auto Group. And this week we'll ask the guys, what was your first job?
What was your first job?
First job, I worked at car dealership.
My first job was, I was a telemarketer at a local place, so I was calling all along the East Coast selling newspapers. So clearly people were happy to talk to me.
My first job was Burger King, and I only worked there for 10 days.
My first and only job was at Wendy's, and I worked there for about 6 months. And that's when I learned I'd never work a 9-to-5 again.
Washing cars, cleaning a lot, cutting grass.
The first job I ever had was playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Playing for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I think it was this one.
This is my first job. The NFL is my first job, and I don't take it for granted.
Cutting weeds, pulling weeds, putting up fences, putting gas in cars. It was a long summer.
My first job was actually in college. I was 20, and I worked at the YMCA.
My first job was babysitting my kids, you know, just dealing with them on my own. So I said, that's a job, man.
Football. My mom told me as long as I do good in school and play football well, I can just pretty much do that. So that's what I did.
Jaguars Weekend is brought to you in part by EverBank. It's your money. Make the most of it. And GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save.
All God, baby. All God. Best defense in the league, man. All God, baby.
It's hard to argue with Yannick Ngakoue. This defense leads the league in sacks, and they're improving in the run game. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. The Jags D-line also has former Arizona Cardinal Calais Campbell. Now, the Cardinals defense might not have Campbell, but they still have some weapons in Arizona. Jeff Loggeman is in the film room with head coach Doug Marone. Their conversation is presented by Cadillac.
Doug, you guys got, I think, a unique set of challenges this week because the Cardinals defense have a couple players that are in the secondary, but boy, they play around the line of scrimmage a lot. And let's start with Tyrann Mathieu. Excellent player, and he's only 5'9", 186.
Well, you know, again, small in stature, but obviously a very big playmaker. Very instinctive. You see him here coming around. He can make tackles. He's a great striker. He's someone that, you know, obviously can disrupt the run game. You have to be accounting for him along with Baker, and then you have to be accounting for him in the pressure packages.
A lot of people probably remember him as the Honey Badger at LSU, and not only can he play around the line of scrimmage, he can play deep. Here he is in the middle third.
He's really good in zone coverage, has really good instinct, obviously with speed, very good ball skills. So, again, he's, you know, you have to know where he is on the field at every time.
5'9", but he plays like a big man.
He does play a lot bigger than that, and, you know, he has an uncanny ability to obviously rush. You'll see it, you know, he'll rush and, you know, he bends very well and gets around you. So we've got to make sure that when we're picking him up that he, you know, we're forcing him to come down the middle of us.
And they have kind of a hybrid linebacker, safety. Dale Buchanan, who was drafted to play safety, a good football player. And here he is in coverage and gets a pass defense that he kicks up into the air to one of the great corners in the league, Patrick Peterson.
Absolutely, and that's where he really thrives. He's a, you know, he's a safety converted to linebacker, so he can run extremely well. You know, somewhere in, you know, in the run game, you like to be able to go at him a little bit, but obviously from the passing game standpoint, he has the ability to play man coverage, get his hands on a lot of footballs, and can run and make plays from sideline to sideline.
And a pretty good blocker. He's a thumper now.
Yes.
He's not being a very heavy guy, but he's a thumper as a tackler and also there as a blocker. And this is one of my favorite plays because there's a player that they have on defense that's been playing a long time, and that's Carlos Dansby. And he's going to end up help making a tackle here. But let's start with Chandler Jones, 10 sacks on the year and a really good football player.
Well, obviously, Chandler, I was the head coach of Syracuse, so I had Chandler the whole time while I was there. And you know, he's an outstanding football player, was a first-round pick in New England. Pretty much know him as well as anyone. You know, outstanding pass rusher, very long, can really get to the quarterback, good strip sack type of guy, you know, getting his hands around. And then Carlos Dansby, we tried to sign him when I was in Buffalo, And I was really impressed and spent a lot of time with him about the way he takes care of himself and takes care of his body. I'm not surprised, even though he has 14 years in the league, he's still playing at a very high level.
Great challenge. Thank you, Doug.
Yep, thank you.
Thanks, guys. Let's get to our weekly visit with defensive tackle Malik Jackson. Each week, he's in the lunchroom for Jackson 5.
Today we have a wonderful guest, the newest member of the Jacksonville defense, Marcel Darius. How you doing, Marcel?
I'm doing good, big dog. Happy to be here, man. Thanks for having me on your show.
Appreciate you coming on, big dog.
Oh, man, cool. Well, Malik Talk Show.
The first thing, you know, I want people to know about you, just where are you from? Where do you hail?
I'm originally from Tampa, Florida. I was born in Tampa, Florida. But I grew up in Alabama with my grandparents. My mom moved there after my grandmother got sick, so we just spent most of my life there and just kind of just been a country boy from then on.
What does Marcel Darius like to do in Alabama?
Kick with my friends. I really like to tinker around with cars and stuff. I build RC cars.
What's up?
Like Trexes. So I build them from hands from the ground up, and that kind of flowed into me getting into real cars and having fun with it that way. And just really kicking with my friends, like-minded people that just want to do well for themselves, man. Just kind of keep the spirits up.
It's cool. RC cars are dope, man. Those are a lot of fun. I remember I got one and crashed it so many times in one day it broke, but they go fast and they're a lot of fun.
I'm scared to drive mine. It's like, it goes 120 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So I just build them and my son plays with them and he just tears them up and I just build it back in. It's just fun.
That's
something
awesome
to do.
We heard you like to cook. Are you a big cook? Is this true? And have you cooked Thanksgiving meals before? Like, what is your tip? What do you like to cook?
Cooking Thanksgiving, of course. My mom, before I went out to college, before she passed away, we had Thanksgiving, and she said, "Marcel, here's everything. You're cooking Thanksgiving today."
No.
I was like, "What?" But I cooked everything Thanksgiving. If I had any questions, I asked her. But it was just. It was a cool experience because it didn't come out too bad.
Yeah.
I was 18, so I was like, it wasn't that bad.
You did a lot more than I have for a Thanksgiving. I'm usually one just waiting on the food to be cooked.
Oh, man. Turkey dressing. We deep fried the turkey. Did stovetop and jiffy cornbread. But
hot water?
Hot water cornbread. Mm. We just kind of just mix them up. I like to put chicken jerky, my chicken gizzards in my dressing and stuff like that. Just kind of do a little mix up, man.
That's true South right there, man. We don't do that too much back out there in the West, but you know, I know what you're talking about. My grandma used to do that. She's from the South, so I get it.
All right, Phil. But,
first impression of Jacksonville. You know, when you got off the plane, you got to walk around a little bit. What was your first impression?
I mean, it's first impression, man. Come from Buffalo, man. The weather is amazing, bro. I mean, you get so much vitamin D. I smile every day. I wake up like, there's the sun. And there's the 70-degree weather. Okay. I can't get over it, man. The people, and the thing you can't ignore when you're walking around Jacksonville, people are genuinely nice.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people in the facility, all the players, everybody seems to be in an uplifted, good mood.
Yeah.
Man, that makes you feel good to come in to work and just move around the city, man. It's a good vibes, man.
I appreciate you coming on the show, man.
No problem, bro. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, guys. See you guys next week.
There's still more to come on EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Up next, in the spirit of Thanksgiving, Jalen Ramsey gives back to those in need.
This is hell. This should be illegal. Hell no.
You got stormed down in Louisiana.
Hurricanes.
Left tackle Cam Robinson getting deep into his rookie season now. Check out the full Mic'd Up segment each week on Jaguars.com. Welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. Let's get in the kitchen for game day grub presented by Tico People's Gas. Angie Buscelli and Chef Tony, they're getting fancy for breakfast.
Welcome to game day grub presented by Tico People's Gas. We're in a gorgeous Dreamfinders home model here in Longfield Preserve, which is a natural gas community. And I'm bringing a family favorite to your house right now with a little Chef Tony from Publix twist. So here we go.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't twist this one hardly at all.
Really?
No. There was no reason.
That means it was good. Yes.
No, man, look, you had everything that I love to eat in the morning. You have meat. You have vegetables. You have eggs. You have cheese. You have toast. all in one container. So why change something when it's good?
Well, I'm telling you, I cannot have a holiday meal without serving this for breakfast. My kids look forward to this sometimes more than the holiday, believe it or not. So here we go.
I'm down. So right here, I've just taken up our eggs. Yes. I've scrambled them down a little bit, beat them up, and then I put in some salt and pepper. We're going to turn back over to a pan where you've been cooking away with some Canadian bacon, an assorted mushroom blend with shiitakes, portobellos, and oysters, and some green onions over some with 3 tablespoons of butter. Yeah. So we're going to pour the eggs in.
All right.
And then your recipe asks us to scramble these just until they're set.
Yep.
So we're just going to...
I'll let you do that.
We're just going to move it around just a little bit. When we say set, we don't want them all the way cooked through is the key here.
They're going in the oven too, so...
Right. You know, that's where they're going to finish cooking. You see, now everything's starting to move together. We're not getting a lot of things moving across our pan. We're just about there, I would say. Using our natural gas stovetop, again... Look at how it performs. And I mean, this is a beautiful dish, Angie. Yeah, all right, that's for me.
It's so nice on this natural gas. I don't have this, and I am jealous at how well these are cooking.
All right, so look at that. That is set. Look, in the pan, I'm gonna turn over here to our stovetop.
Yep.
And what I want you to do is pour some of this cheese sauce in here. Again,
yumminess.
This is part of your recipe mm-hmm. as well. So we'll
this
pour about half
cooking,
of it in.
This is cooking, you know, obviously. Can't eat like this all the time, but. Can't scrimp for the holidays.
You cannot. That is, all right.
Sorry, messy Marvin.
No, it's okay. That's just, look, we can take that, beat it off the, right? And we're gonna fold this cheese sauce in, just like, oh my goodness.
Now I got this recipe from Diane Schwartz. Brian Schwartz was one of the original Jaguars back in the day. And she's from South Dakota. And let's just say every recipe I've ever gotten from this woman is this good.
She sounds like somebody I need to meet.
Yes.
So.
She's got 7 kids and she's constantly, feeding their tummies, so with these great recipes.
All right, we're gonna fold that in there, put it right into our baking dish. Right here, I've had some panko breadcrumbs that I've cooked down and more butter to toast them up. We'll cover the top, we'll chill it overnight, wake up the next day, 350 degrees for 30 minutes, and we'll have this fancy egg scramble casserole that you have.
Well, I hope you like it as much as mine.
I hope my kids like it, because they're gonna eat it soon.
For the fancy egg scrambler recipe and a look at all the Game Day Grub segments, make sure you visit peoplesgas.com/cooking. With the Thanksgiving weekend upon us, cornerback Jalen Ramsey was out in the Jacksonville community earlier this week, helping local families enjoy the holiday season a little more. Ashlyn Sullivan was there as well. She has more on this Baptist Health feature.
You give good hugs.
Thanksgiving, a time for family and a good meal. Unfortunately, some families aren't able to put a meal on the table themselves. Jaguars cornerback Jalen Ramsey visited the Boys and Girls Club of Northeast Florida to provide 20 families with a meal of their own for the holidays.
Everybody really loves Thanksgiving. I mean, good food. And anytime I can help everybody, you know, out so they can have another good holiday like myself, it's a pleasure. So I definitely wanted to do something to give back.
Jalen Ramsey's fulfilling his dreams on the field every Sunday, but unfortunately he hasn't had the chance to spend the time with his family on the holidays in quite a while. He's telling all these families today to never take that time for granted.
I mean, for me, Thanksgiving is really about spending time with family and friends, being thankful for all your blessings. Just trying to help y'all out a little bit. Y'all can have a good holiday season like myself and everybody else.
Each family received a box with everything they would need to create a perfect Thanksgiving meal.
Thank you. We're close.
For Jaguars Weekend, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.
Thanks, Ashlyn. Up next, a look ahead to the Arizona Cardinals. Stay with us on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.
We miss him. I mean, he did so much, you know, not only for this team, but for this community. And he left a huge footprint here. And, we miss him, but we're extremely happy for him.
Wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald knows the Cardinals' defense misses Calais Campbell. And welcome back to EverBank Jaguars Weekend. That's one of the big storylines this week. Calais going back to a place where he spent his whole career in Arizona for the first time this weekend. Another big story. The Blaine train faces the Jacksonville Jaguars, former first-round quarterback Blaine Gabbert facing the Jags this week. How about
This is a big story for the fans. I don't get the sense that it's a huge story for the guys in this locker room because it's been so long since Blaine's been here that there's not a lot of animosity with this. I think Blaine will have a game where I think he'll throw a couple of touchdowns at some point during the game. Fitzgerald's there, best receiver he's ever thrown to. But then at the end, I think this defense can get to any quarterback and force mistakes, and I think that's how it plays out at the end.
You know what's amazing about Gabbert is this is his seventh NFL season, and in each of those seven seasons, he has had a different head coach and a different offensive coordinator and a different quarterbacks coach. And compare him to Tom Brady, who's been in the same system every season he's been there. Now, I'm not saying that he belongs in the same sentence with it, but you can see the disparity of a guy who owns the system and a guy who doesn't hardly know it.
That's an insane stat, by the way.
Yeah. It really is. And his quarterback coach right now, by the way, is Byron Leftwich, speaking of the
one
former
of the all-time great people that have come through this building. I will say that. Pound my fist on the table. Loved Byron.
There you have it. Byron and Blaine against the Jaguars. Coming up Sunday, a 4:25 kick out in the desert. The Jags and the Cardinals. We'll see you next week on EverBank Jaguars Weekend.